This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spent hours on Capitol Hill today taking questions from senators about Facebook's role in the 2016 election and in American society more generally. We'll talk to one of the senators who was there and spoke to Zuckerberg and more broadly what it meant. But first, Brett Larson, an anchor at Fox News Headlines 24/7, who covers tech for our show, has the big moments from today. Brett?
It was quite the day, Tucker. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg checked in with Congress today for day one of hearings, and we learned a little bit about the inner workings of the social media giant. One thing we heard repeatedly was exactly what Facebook is and is not.
What you think of as the Facebook service, right? That's, everyone has control every single time that they go to share that. They can delete that data anytime they want. Full control, the majority of the data.
Yeah, but sharing everything, not so much.
Mr. Zuckerberg, would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
I think that might be what this is all about. Your right to privacy, the limits of your right to privacy, and how much you give away.
Yeah, but with 2.2 billion users and in the wake of concerns about more than 80 million users having their data stolen by political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica, is Facebook your only choice?
If I buy a Ford and it doesn't work well and I don't like it, I can buy a Chevy. If I'm upset with Facebook, what's the equivalent product that I can go sign up for?
Well, there's the second category that I was going to talk about.
I'm not talking about categories. I'm talking about is there real competition you face?
Of course,
you don't think you have a monopoly?
It certainly doesn't feel like that to me.
Okay.
Well, there is also concerns, Tucker, about First Amendment rights and just what control the social media giant has over what you see, say, and share.
You say that you have 15,000 to 20,000 people working on security and content review. Do you know the political orientation of those 15,000 to 20,000 people engaged in content review?
No, Senator. We do not generally ask people about their political orientation when they're joining the company.
Senator Ben Sasse asked a similar question about censorship on the site, and CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the speech they censor is any time someone pushes to hurt others. Senator Sasse was also concerned about addiction to the social media site.
As a dad, do you worry about social media addiction as a problem for America's teens?
Well, my hope is that we can be idealistic but have a broad view of our responsibility.
And, Tucker, we will get more from Zuckerberg tomorrow when he sits down for day two. He has certainly been very frank in his responses and a little obtuse about specifics, which made the lack of understanding of exactly how Facebook works and our understanding of it very clear.
Well, that was the report from Fox regarding Mark Zuckerberg on the Hill, day one, day two coming up. Michael Dougherty, our cyber terrorist and internet expert, will be up in just a moment, and we'll get into deeper detail. Didn't you like that question from Dick Durbin? I thought that was a bit provocative, kind of framed it and put it in proper perspective. And I appreciate that, in a general context, it appeared to be bipartisan. It wasn't like Zuckerberg was getting a free pass, but clearly there is some, there's bias. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He didn't. The question I think was lacking was, and maybe it's not for him to really respond to, and that is the culture at Facebook in terms of them being obviously liberal leaning, and how many times did they feel responsible to squash ideas that were presented from a conservative viewpoint versus liberal?
And I think that that would be quite telling. I think it's also quite obvious when somebody's hired, if they're being hired into a liberal media entity, just like the media, there's certain media, well then, you know, birds of a feather flock together, and if you want the job, you better go along to get along, and if you don't, then you're not going to have the job very long. Doesn't that seem pretty much common sense? Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, as I promise you, Michael Dougherty will be coming up next. Stay with us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. How you doing, America? Good to have you with us. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour as we continue to take on, you know, the topics of the day from a biblical worldview. You know, I still maintain that faith is at the basis of our pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. And thank you for being a part of it. Michael Dougherty joins us now, president and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory with a national client base. Also a political and a cyber expert. He's become an expert about everything these days because I think that's what you have to do, right, Michael?
Yeah, it seems like, boy, that's a mouthful. I mean, you got to become an attorney. You got to be an insurance broker. You have to, you have to be a doctor. You're exactly right.
Well, except if you happen to be in the Senate and you're talking to Mark Zuckerberg, then you can kind of be coy a little bit. I kept thinking as I was listening to, you know, some of the sessions there and the interrogation that was going on, is how many 10-year-olds were sitting there at home going, oh, you know, almost like Homer Simpson. Oh, what a stupid question.
Wow. But I think the big agendas run the clock and look like you're doing something. I'm not sure that, you know, because if they really want to do something, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in. I mean, we have allowed people that know as little to dodge the whole issue about how we're going to take care of our privacy and security because they haven't seen how they can exploit and win from this, like so many of them thought they could exploit and win healthcare.
Yeah. Well, they got a tiger by the tail here. It is beyond their capacity. I mean, at times, especially at one point when Zuckerberg was talking about, you know, pipes and platforms. I mean, did you see the glassy eyes?
Oh, sure. Because these guys just live off the soundbite memos they get from their staff. So, you know, I thought Zuckerberg did a good job, unfortunately, of just doing no harm to himself.
Yeah, well, I thought so, too. I think for somebody, you know, coming out of nowhere, yes, you're the CEO of one of the largest companies on the planet. You control the media and the narrative as much as he does. And he, first of all, apologizes, which, you know, and of course someone says, well, I don't want to hear about apology. I want to hear about fixing. Well, he's not there. You're asking somebody to do brain surgery on himself. How is that possible?
But you have to listen to the testimony and listen to what he's saying. Even, you know, they were asking about, you know, how many times if he felt like his people were biased against conservatives, if they were more, there was more scrutiny on conservative sites as opposed to liberal. And of course, Zuckerberg answers in a kind of nuanced sort of, well, I don't know, you know, kind of way, and, you know, plays it safe. But the fact of the matter is his team is loaded with liberals, and how is somebody of a conservative viewpoint? There's already been some instances where they've been called out, and they're no longer with the company. So he's got a cultural issue, and if they are going to, you know, and I think that as much as the senators and the country understands they've got a tiger by the tail, I believe Mark Zuckerberg is beginning to realize he's got a tiger by the tail, because how do you put the genie back in the bottle here?
You know, I've been to Facebook, and the very first thing that blew my mind is, you know, you absolutely are not allowed to take any photos when you walk in. Mm-hmm. I've been to the world headquarters, and there's a desk there, and behind the desk are all these posters, like a college campus, that one of which was Black Lives Matter. There were several Black Lives Matter, and all of them were left posters.
Yes, right.
And then you walk in, and there is wide open workspaces, which isn't that great, kumbaya, mm-hmm. and flags from all over the world, isn't that great, kumbaya. And not, I didn't see an American flag, though. And he doesn't have an open office like that. And I thought it was a study in socialistic development. Did you notice how he wouldn't flatter the United States when he was given the gimme to own America?
Yes, I know, exactly.
He had to compliment China.
Yeah, I know. It was amazing. I'm trying to get you to appreciate that the invention of your idea could not have happened in China or any other country but America, right? I mean, he finally had to give him the answer. It's like, hey, knucklehead, forget about the multiple choice here and the obvious answer. So let me steer you to the right answer. Of course, it was laughable, but quite telling, wasn't it?
I thought that was a big deal moment, actually, that no one's really picking up, because it just says who this guy is, and it shows a globalist mentality and agenda. He doesn't get it, and that's the ignorance of youth. And this guy is really ignorant. And what's more dangerous than a really a spoiled rich kid? Now, I wouldn't say spoiled, but he has a ton of wealth early in his life before he has a lot of life experience, and it's way more than what he can handle. But that doesn't mean he can't dodge and spin, because what people don't get, Mark testified in front of Congress before. Mm-hmm. These guys aren't that tough. You don't get to be brilliant, just because you were elected. And we've now seen a litany of people get up on television and be seen lying right into Congress's face, and nothing happens to them. There's the last place. There's accountability in there. So he gets to, I mean, it's almost like it's laughable. I mean, you get to dance and chuck and jive and say, I don't know, and I'm not sure, and I got to go to my team. Yeah.
I've got to ask my team about these, you know, basic academic questions. I understand in the general sense, and, you know, and it wasn't like Zuckerberg was going to be held to the fire here, and his testimony was so documented that, you know, if he made a mistake and, you know, and said the wrong thing, I mean, he kept it pretty general and safe, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, of course. First of all, he's a really smart guy. And it doesn't take a rocket science. And there's basic rules to answer a question with a question. And he can't do any real damage. I don't think coaching would be really that hard about how to handle these guys. Because you have to understand what's really going on here. What's really going on here is theater. These guys are using their moments to be on camera for their constituents, to look like they're, which it's all talk, which means nothing, so that I can show that I'm doing something. I'm outraged to my district. Lindsey Graham, give me a break. How did he even get elected by South Carolina? I'm still asking myself. And so, you know, but what are they going to do later? Nothing. Mm-hmm. And if they make regulation, Facebook's better off, because they've got so much money they can afford the regulation. And regulation is a barrier to entry to competition and innovation. So, you know, and what are we going to regulate here? This isn't that regulating the dangerous air. You know, are we going to regulate speech? Okay.
Yeah. Well, and there's going to be a price for it, and guess who gets to pay it, Michael?
Right, and who's going to screw that up? Has Congress ever had decent regulations? And they have lawyers on you. I mean, this is
let me think about an answer for that question. In fact, I don't even have to go to my team. The answer is no. What can I tell you? Michael Dougherty is with us, and the conversation continues. We're talking about Mark Zuckerberg on the Hill with the senators. And, hey, what did you get out of it? How much was revealed to you? And how much more did you understand about Facebook? This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez.
way you like us, fresh and independent every day. And 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Michael Dougherty continues with us, the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. I don't know why we're shocked anymore, Michael, and especially when you have displays like you had yesterday on the Hill with Mark Zuckerberg. I had this sense that in some cases the senators, you know, were trying to be real careful because they were out of their league in this whole deal. And I was surprised after everything was said and done that there was no overarching objective here and realization that you're talking with somebody who is controlling the news narrative. I mean, what is his impact? I mean, his penetration in the marketplace. I mean, this would not have been allowed when you and I were growing up. You know, media was controlled. They could not have, you know, dominant control in the marketplace. And meanwhile, right before our eyes, you've got a force like Facebook taking off and controlling the news narrative. And right now, it just seems to be that it's bittersweet because it was okay if they colluded with Barack Obama, a progressive liberal, not a problem. They do it with Donald Trump, and oh my goodness, you know, all hell breaks loose.
Well, they don't want to judge this with a 10-foot pole as far as that happens, because then they'd be held accountable. And they're running around playing theater games because the fact that they don't understand it is why they've this is the perfect example of what the damage Woodrow Wilson did by starting these agencies. Mm-hmm. Congress has totally passed off anything where they could be held politically accountable to an agency. Mm-hmm. And so, and then the agencies have all the rights that are crushed and have no separation of powers. No one's going to say that. So when the political heat comes from the media and what goes on here, they're just going to act and talk and run the clock. But let's remember why we're really here. Why we're really here is because Trump won and everyone's mad.
Exactly. Right.
And this pulled off the scab. This Facebook having data taken is a bunch of BS. If they were concerned about data being taken, they'd also have Google and they'd also have Twitter, and they'd be talking about some sort of really tough regulation that wouldn't constrain the First Amendment. Because this is about the First Amendment.
Exactly.
It's about our privacy, and it's all intertwined. And these guys don't know what to do, but they feed off it, and they use it. And they're just mad that they used Facebook's information for their own gain, and then Trump used it better and won.
Exactly. And they had the power to control it, which heretofore they did. You see, to me, it's almost like Zuckerberg and Facebook's consternation is that, in a sense, they allowed themselves to be taken. They allowed themselves, for the sake of money and greed, they were bought out. And they're vulnerable in realizing that, hey, look, they got all this information, and in their eyes, it can be good, used for good or evil. Evil being anything that's conservative, anything that goes against their political agenda, right? And so, here, they're caught. So Zuckerberg and the Facebook team's trying to find a way, okay, how do we manage this instead of saying, look, if you are going to continue to be, you know, this monopoly, which he kind of laughed about it. I mean, he said, well, it doesn't feel like it. let me tell you what, it doesn't feel like it because your ideology and your perspective is so fixed, and you got yourself convinced that you're doing some great good for all of mankind, and what you're doing is right now, for a season in your business career, you are controlling the agenda. But guess what? I think that party's going to be coming to an end pretty quick here.
Well, but notice how he still danced it and kept moving around. They don't want to get too deep either. I don't know what party will be coming to an end, honestly. I don't know what's really
going to happen. I know that's a big statement, but I think that what's happening now is the veil is pulled back, Michael, so to speak. And people are really beginning to see Facebook for what it really is. It is a propaganda machine. And if you are a, you know, we've been saying on this, and you and I talked a week ago, and I said, where's the next company coming up
that is going to, and this was the question that was asked yesterday, in essence, is who's your competition? Who is the next Facebook competition who is going to open, you know, the channels, you know, in much the same way as you have in cable television? You had mainstream media, you had, you know, cable, all the cable progressives going off crazy, and then you get Roger Ailes who comes into play and presents a conservative alternative. And there's going to be a conservative alternative to Facebook that comes about that offers something to where, you know, conservatives can have a platform and not be so, you know, so prejudiced.
But that's not going to solve the bigger problem, because it shouldn't be Facebook that's just up there. Facebook actually is not the worst. And what people don't understand is it's not just it's not just controlling your speech. It's vilifying you. These guys want to, the reason they want this, the, you know, be wary of congressional proposals from Democrats that have sweet sounding labels. This Honest Ads Act is nothing more than we want to know who's behind the political stuff. Just like we want to know who's giving the money to the nonprofits. Because we want to go after those people. And we want to root them out, because the Democrats are, you know, that far left loon fringe. You know, they believe that you're evil. They believe that you're racist. They believe, they believe all that stuff. They don't therefore, they believe coming after you and war rules are within the boundaries. So they want scalps. And so, you know, this is why they're so into whatever it takes to go after them. And this is a very dangerous thing. That's the bigger issue here.
Right. And, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Same thing like gun control. They just want to know where the source, who they can go after, right?
That's right.
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
That's why they're pushing and pushing. I mean, and Obama came close to it, of like knowing who the donors are to everyone, because they are the biggest data mining using, pardon the French, whores that are out there. And they're furious that Trump beat them at their own game. And the Republican establishment is standing there like bumps on a log. I mean, Lindsey Graham, seriously? You know, John McCain, really? He got his head handed to him by Obama with the same tools. He didn't know what hit him. And he was within striking distance of winning. You know, those people's failures are unbelievable, and they're legendary, and they're never going to solve this. You know, and the regulation can make it worse, because once again, it's just going to help Facebook become a bigger muscle monopoly. So, you know, Congress, to get anything done, we're also in this situation because they've never said who regulates cybersecurity within the government, ever. And the FTC self-appointed itself, but every agency appoints itself. And the only reason the FTC came up so much yesterday is because they had a consent decree, which has done nothing and will do nothing, but it offers some sort of soundbite to the Democrats of, see, we tried, we need to regulate. These people are they're so out of their element. I mean, Zuckerberg has been laughing on when he gets his private jet to go back to California. He's got to be chuckling. It's going to be way easier than he thought, because these people don't want to get involved. I mean, the only one that put anyone on the spot, as far as I'm concerned, really, is Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, you know, and you bring up a brilliant point here, and I hope people caught this, is that the Democrats, they know how to weaponize. They've got a plan. You know, the Saul Alinsky plan, plans that have been used time and again, and they're able and willing to go to areas that the Republicans, I don't know, maybe because they don't want to get their hands as dirty, or they think that it's below them to do it. But, you know, war is hell, isn't it?
Well, they don't know how to get out of this without regulation, and this really isn't regulation. This has to be law, and it goes down to our Constitution, and, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We've already got the Constitution. Why don't you just enforce the laws that are in place? Does this promote free speech, or does it not?
Well, the 20th century abdicated the Constitution for about 70 years, and we're cleaning up the mess, and here we are.
And here we are one more time. Michael Dougherty has been with us. Michael, as always, awesome insight. Appreciate you being with us this morning, as always. Take care, and we will stay in touch, okay?
All right, Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, sir. 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms? Unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol? Quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
Oh, it started by being good. I'm gonna believe it. It started something good. I'm gonna believe it. So celebrate the truth. It's working to get through. I'm just stuck
in. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, after everything is said and done, it's what gives us hope, doesn't it? You know, if you're pursuing the truth with all your heart and soul, no matter where it leads, you can't help but be hopeful, but do not grow weary in doing good. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jenny Beth Martin joins now, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Hey, always good. I look forward to our weekly visits here, and you and I could spend lots of time updating everybody on what's going on, but our focus today is on Neil Gorsuch, a year after his entrance on to the national stage as a Supreme Court Justice.
Yes, it's, you know, I think that Neil Gorsuch, Justice Gorsuch, is one of the things that when we look back in the first year of President Trump's presidency, we can be so glad that he accomplished. He is someone who is looking at the Constitution and abiding by the Constitution, and I think it's so critically important that that's what he's doing, and that we worked so hard to make sure that Justice Scalia's legacy was filled by somebody who would look at the Constitution when he rules in the Supreme Court cases.
Exactly. We're so fortunate. You know, you think about the baton being handed off and, you know, and yes, no doubt, lots of brilliant people around this country. But to fill the shoes of one Antonin Scalia, remarkable. And here a year later, it looks like Neil Gorsuch will be, you know, a big part of the legacy of this presidency.
It really will. And, you know, when the president was elected, 21%, that means like one out of every five voters in the election said that the Supreme Court nominees and appointments were the most important factor in their deciding who they would vote for president. And I think that those voters can look back and be so glad that this is what they helped accomplish by voting for Donald Trump to become president so he could nominate and we could ultimately have someone like Gorsuch sitting on the Supreme Court.
You know, so much is happening, you know, Jenny Beth, about the country. And, you know, we say we are a nation of laws, but we're a nation in chaos right now because we've abandoned the laws that are already there. You know, we saw yesterday on Capitol Hill, Mark Zuckerberg. And I'm going, where's the enunciation of our Constitution and our First Amendment rights here? For some reason, just because this guy has built this big, humongous monolith of a company, he is obliterating our First Amendment rights. And where's the outrage on this?
I think that that is a really important point. And I think that what Ted Cruz did in questioning him was important about that, asking about, so what is Facebook exactly? Is it a platform, or are you exercising your own First Amendment rights? Are you a platform so other people can exercise their First Amendment rights, or are you choosing to exercise your First Amendment rights? And I think that that is a critically important question that Facebook and all of these social media companies have to make a decision about. Are they going to allow all of us to use their platform to exercise our First Amendment rights? Or are they choosing to use their platform for their own political and social agenda, whatever it may be, and in doing so, exercise their own opinions, which is guaranteed through the First Amendment?
Well, based on what they have done, Jenny Beth, I think we give them too much grace, you know, if you want to call it that, or latitude to think that they are, you know, they're looking out for the greater good. It is clear by their decisions and what they have done that they are driving an agenda. And the other thing that wasn't addressed clearly with Facebook was the culture, the cultural impact that's already in place. Mark Zuckerberg says, well, we don't ask people about their political affiliation, you know, when we hire them. Well, you don't have to. Anybody that goes to that building and sees what's going on and just looks in the environment, Michael Dougherty was just telling us, he visited there and he sees all these liberal, you know, progressive posters and the idea. I mean, the fact that even Zuckerberg could not even be grateful that his business could be opened up in America, where else of all the countries that his idea, you know, could have flourished or even been originated, it had to be in America. It could not have been anyplace else. And he tried to say, well, China's got a lot of smart. Yeah, they've got a lot of smart people, but they are confined and limited. You know, here it is. Zuckerberg has built this empire and controls the narrative in such a very scary and powerful way. And this is, to me, it puts our First Amendment right under siege here.
Well, I think that you are correct about that, and I also caution about one thing. So I think that when I watch Zuckerberg, I sat there thinking, okay, he's either incredibly naive, has an incredibly naive worldview, or he knows exactly what he's doing, and he just wants others to think that he's naive. But you don't have such a successful company that has made and profited so much money without understanding what's going on. He may still have a naive worldview, but he is also a cutthroat businessman, and that's something that should not be lost on any of us. when it comes to the First Amendment, I do think that going back to what Ted Cruz was talking about is critically important. They are allowed, we get to choose. In America, we can choose whether to use Facebook or not. And we have to understand that that company, whether they mean to or not, they are biased.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Completely biased against people like us. And we have to understand that. It's a powerful tool. It helped the Tea Party organize. But we also have to understand that right now they're choosing when they allow us to operate and when they don't. So I'm even to all of the people who are listening to your radio program, if they follow you on Facebook, they follow Tea Party Patriots, sign up on our email list. Make sure we have other means to communicate with you, because we can never quite be sure what these companies may choose to do at any one time, whether their algorithms change or whether it's deliberately targeting a political ideology. And I did visit Facebook back in 2016 with a group of conservatives after it came out that they were targeting people on their trending topics. And I think they just have such a bias in what they see in the world, in their liberal worldview, that they don't even understand that they are discriminating against people like us. They're so liberal, they don't even understand there are people who don't agree with them.
Exactly. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. When you came away from that meeting with them and the visit, your impression was that there was really no connection or sympathy for the conservative cause, or even for an independent cause.
Well, look, I want to be very careful about how I say that. I have my frustrations, as many people do, with Facebook and other companies. It doesn't matter what company it is. I'm a consumer. I'm going to like some things. I'm not going to like others. To their credit, to Mark Zuckerberg's credit and Sheryl Sandberg and the other people who run Facebook, Peter Thiel was in that meeting, they invited us in. They talked to us, and they have made steps to try to improve. Twitter hasn't done the same thing. We don't see Amazon doing that. We
right.
see the other platforms doing that. So to their credit, at least they're doing that. Mark Zuckerberg sat up there for 5 hours answering questions yesterday, and he's about to do it again today. Now, I realize his business is on the line, but at the same time, at least he's saying they're doing that, and I think he was honestly answering questions. Sometimes maybe not giving all of the information, but I don't think that he was deliberately trying to deceive Congress. And I do give him credit for that.
Yeah, that's a fair perspective. I appreciate that, Jenny Beth. Thank you so much again. How can people be in touch with you as we wrap things up?
Well, go to TeaPartyPatriots.org and make sure you sign up for our email list. Don't just follow us on social media.
Here it is, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645, 888-794-1645, 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645.
NMLS number 1136.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, love to hear from you. You can drop me a line. Good, bad, indifferent, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Samantha Mao is with us. Yes, the good news girl. You go every time you go to BillMartinezLive.com, you see Sam's Corner there. And she is the one that shares with us every week the viral videos that make you laugh, they make you cry, and sometimes they just make you think, which is all good. Right, Sam?
That's right. I love them all.
Hey,
I like
well,
the
that's great.
Make me laugh the most.
Well, yeah, exactly.
The ones are pretty good too.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you got to have that good balance. But yes, you appreciate them both, and it gives us a chance to get away from some of the seriousness that our country has been dealing with. And there's lots of seriousness going on right now, whether it's North Korea, you know, Syria, what's happening down in the South with the National Guard heading to the border, and we've got immigrants coming up from Central America. It's all a rather dangerous world, but in the midst of all that danger, we've got people being people, and some are very kind and compassionate and sympathetic, and we need to be reminded that, you know, that is a part of who we are, isn't it?
That's right. It's a part of so many people's lives, and every day there are people doing amazing things and kind things, and I'm glad to be the one to bring it to you every week.
Well, we appreciate all the effort, because you do the scouring of the highways and byways for all these great stories, like our first one that we're going to start out that involves a seven-year-old from Texas who becomes the youngest girl to reach the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro, hiking in memory of her late father. Wow. And I like her line. She says, the higher I go, the closer I am to him in heaven. Oh, my goodness. Boy, if that doesn't grab your heart.
Doesn't it just grab your heart? You know, you just picture this young girl. And so she's actually from Austin, Texas, and her mom is a triathlete. Her name is Montana Kenny, and her mom's Holly Kenny, who's a former professional triathlete. So, you know, she had a mom who really knew what she was doing and got her trained. But what happened was her dad passed away back in 2013, so she was just 3 years old. And, you know, she overheard her mom talking last year about wanting to hike Mount Kilimanjaro. And she's like, you know what, I want to do it too. And her mom's like,
okay, let me sit you down and explain how difficult this is. This isn't just a normal hike that we'll take on a Sunday afternoon. This is something you have to prepare right. for. It's grueling. You know, it's going to take a lot of dedication and hard work. So, you know, after talking to her mom, she decided, no, I really want to do this. And her mom's like, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to train. So every week they would take, you know, 8-mile hikes on the weekend. And during the week they would go on these long hikes as well and bring their friends along. And mm-hmm. she said they eventually, so they get to Africa, they go to Mount Kilimanjaro, and she said that it was freezing, their hair was freezing, it was wet, and there was a couple times on different days that Montana looks up and she goes, this is the best day of my life. This is just the best day of my life.
Oh, wow.
And,
can you imagine that? Wow.
Just for her to have that attitude, and I really, truly believe she was hiking to be closer to her dad and be, for it to be in memory of her dad. And her mom was like, you know, our philosophy is to be somebody who does things with our lives. So, you know, after that, they mm-hmm. even went on a safari. They spent a couple of weeks just doing all kinds of cool things in Africa.
Why not, right?
That's right. You might as well see all the things, all the amazing things that place has to offer. And, you know, I'm so impressed.
She's 7 years old. Look at all the things she's 7 years old and she's checking off her, you know, her bucket list. I mean, how many things did she check off there? And one thing to hike, and she's in Austin, Texas, but you know, you've got oxygen levels, you've got things to deal with, you know, when you're going up Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh, absolutely. I believe it's around like 17 or 18,000 feet, if I'm not correct. It's the world's tallest standalone mountain.
I'm trying to catch my breath just hearing about the story.
Me too. Wow. But it does make me kind of motivated to go out there and take a hike and do some stuff.
Exactly.
You know, get out there and exercise and see the world a little bit while you're at it.
Yeah, if even on flat ground compared to what this 7-year-old did. And very touching. Wow, congratulations to her and her mother. And my prayer for her is that she really felt, you know, closer to her dad as a result of that hike. That, you know, maybe there was something real special for her. Very private, and I'm sure that would be my prayer for her. This next story also is going to touch your heart, and that had to do with a Humboldt Broncos player, a Bronco player, who donated his organs. And his family says that it's going to help to save at least 6 others, right?
That's right. As you know about that deadly bus crash in Canada, it was a Canadian junior hockey team. Got into a bus crash on Friday with a semi-truck, and unfortunately 15 of their 29 players have lost their lives, and one of them has decided to donate his organs. His name is Logan Bellet, and, you know, it was something that he decided, obviously, before anything like this happened. He didn't know what was going to happen, but he's 21 years old. They said as soon as he turned 21, he made sure that he signed up to be an organ donor, and because he's going to be an organ donor, he's already matched to save 6 other lives. And, you know, it's so tragic when you see something like that happen. But, you know, somebody like him, he knew that if anything happened to him, he wanted to make a difference in the world. And he absolutely is going to be a hero for all those people that he's saving. And, you know, I think it's important to recognize people like that who make it a point, you know, in their life. If anything happens to me, I want to make sure that I do something, you know, that other people are able to be saved because of it, because, you know, that would just, it doesn't multiply the tragedy when other people are not able to get these organs that they need.
Sam, when you think about it, you know, when you think about it in our humanity, and you know, we hear, you know, stories like this when somebody passes and they donate their organs and it goes to affect the lives and families, and it gives you a tremendous prospect. You know, what we need to hear about is there needs to be a story about the people whose lives were extended and the difference they went on to make as a result of this donation, you know, so that there'd be a more complete story to this. Right now we're at the beginning stages. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when Billy Graham passed away, it was one pastor who one night, you know, was out there and he's preaching his heart out and
thinking, okay, and I did the best I could do. And after it was done, they said, well, how did you do? How many people came to Christ? And he said, well, one kid, Franklin named Billy Graham, it was only one kid that came forward. And it didn't sound like much, but then historically, from that incredible night, he impacted the world. And I'm sure there's stories like this with people who had donated their organs, and it'd be, I think, rather fascinating to find out, what has happened to the consequential lives as a result of that, including the families, because when somebody does something like this, I remember there was one story here recently where there was a heart donated, and the mother got a chance to hear the heart of her son that was transplanted into this surviving individual. And how touching was that, huh?
Oh, it's so touching. I think that's one of the things about it too, is it gives the families that lose loved ones some kind of comfort and peace that part of that loved one is living on. And I think you're right, the people who do receive such a gift, such a blessing, it's like, what are you going to do with your life? You have such a gift given before you. We hope that you will make the most of your life and go on to change the world. I think that would be the best.
Honor yourself. Honor yourself, honor the person, honor God. I mean, I would think that because you have to know that something like this and the medicine that makes it all possible, it's so miraculous, it really is. Sam, let's talk about baby's first photos have connection to a fallen soldier father. Wow, you got us in tears today. This is...
I hope everybody has their tissue here. So Army Specialist Chris Harris was killed in August of last year, just 6 weeks after his wife found out that she was pregnant, and her name is Brittany Harris, and she decided, my child will never get to know their dad, but I want her to, be happy when she thinks of him, and I want him to be as much a part of her life as she can be, the whole time. So she names her little girl Christian Michelle Harris. She was born on March 17th, and she was telling the Today Show, she's been... Chris Harris has been part of her life since before she was born. She had his platoon help do the gender reveal. And then she had some pictures. Mm-hmm. This is why she was recently in the news. She had some pictures taken with his Army uniform. And it looks like he's holding, the way they folded the uniform looks like he's holding Christian.
Oh.
And I just, they're beautiful pictures, an absolutely amazing way to honor her father. And, it's just, it's a tragedy that he can't be there with her, he did get to know that she was going to be born and that he loved her. And I think the way his her mom's going about it is just going to make her still have a close connection with her dad, because her mom obviously loved her dad very much, and it's going to make sure she still has that connection. So I just think that's a wonderful story.
Oh, that is so awesome. Final story here. We got about 30 seconds, so we're going to have to wrap this up real quick. A school bus driver braids the hair of a girl every morning. This little girl lost her mother. Tell us about that.
That's right. Tracy Dean is in the Alpine School District in Utah, and the little girl was having trouble with her hair. And it turns out this little girl's mom had passed away a couple years ago. Her name's Isabella Pieri, and she asked Tracy, will you braid my hair? Well, now Tracy, before kids of her own, stops and she braids Isabella's hair every morning. And make sure she's ready for school. She does such a great job. She looks so adorable.
Just a simple little act of compassion and love can go a long way, including braiding a young girl's hair. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You have...